It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go to Nick, who's calling from Wharton. Good afternoon, Nick.
Yo, what's going on, guys? How we doing?
We're good, dude.
Good. What's up, man?
No, not much. Listen, Evan, I'm ecstatic just like you are. I'm not going to lie, man. After the game, I had a couple tears in my eyes. My girlfriend's like, "You're crying?" I'm like, "Am I crying? Of course I'm crying. It's been 9 years. What do you mean am I crying? I deserve to cry. This is like the greatest, like, this is the greatest moment for the Mets, like, in a while, man. Like, I'm so ecstatic." But yo, I gotta say, Lindor is the superstar. He's the face of the franchise as of right now. But the one thing I want to, like, this is like the last thing I want to say. A buddy of mine was at the Phillies game, and a Mets fan got all up in a Philly fan's face with his phone, and he was recording because this is when the Mets were winning, and then the Phillies came back to lose. Mm-hmm. So he was up in his face, and then all of a sudden, the Philly fan takes his phone, throws it over the railing, and then out of nowhere,
wow.
Evan, Tiki, out of nowhere, I kid you not, it was on Twitter, I think they took the video down, the Mets fan grabbed the Philly fan, threw his ass over the railing.
Oh my God!
I swear, yo, I'm not making this
wow,
up.
That's crazy.
My own two eyes.
You know, what?
I could not see.
It's funny. I don't know if you felt this, Lou, because when I was walking around, one of the things I had on my mind was I want to compare this to what I experienced at Citizens Bank Park.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
What are the differences, good or bad? And I can be open and honest about it. And one of the things that jumped out at
you're
me was...
You're talking specifically how Met fans are treating the Philly fans.
How Met fans treated Philly fans, the amount of Philly fans, the energy. Like, I wanted to give, like, a fair answer on comparing the two.
Yes.
And I understand I'm a Met fan. I'm biased. I try my best to not be biased. And the conclusion I had come up with was I think the amount of Philly fans that were there were very small, very similar to the amount of Met fans that were in Philadelphia. Like, they were there. You could see them. There weren't a lot of them. So I thought that part was almost the same. But what I thought was the big difference, despite Nick's story, is I felt Met fans treated Philly fans as if they did not exist. Like,
ignored them.
Who cares?
Yeah.
Like,
you're not important to this story.
You're not important to the story.
It's interesting.
It's fine you're here. We're not going to intimidate you. We don't care about you. Even when big moments happen, like, you're irrelevant. While I and many others were the brunt of, like, hell when the Phillies did something good. Like, hey, New York, you dirty bastard. Like, it was not celebrate the moment, but make fun of the New Yorker. And I did not get that sense at all. It was almost like they were wallpaper.
I agree with you, Evan. I wasn't in Philly with you for this series, but I was in Philly for the Knicks, obviously, game six.
Very different, though, by the way. Very different.
But it'll all tie in here, because obviously at halftime I was told things that basically would make the devil cry, and this was from old ladies. I mean, it was ugly, to say the least. I think the fans in Philly are pissed off. They're ticked off. They hate their teams. They're tired of losing. They're tired of being bridesmaids. We as Met fans right now are riding this wave of nirvana. We're having so much fun. We're so happy. To your point, it's an indifference.
Yeah.
Oh, a couple of Philly scum, you know what, are here. Who cares?
We're enjoying this.
We're loving this because, you know what, like that caller just brought up that cried. It's been a long time. And we've seen a lot go down badly,
yeah.
And we're just having so much fun we don't care. We're not going to try to be jackasses and get in fights with some idiot that drove up here.
I think that's a big part of it. I also think, like, they're just kind of irrelevant. They're just a city that happens to be a few miles south of us. Like, what do we care? Oh, great, we beat Philadelphia. Okay, goodbye. Like, it doesn't matter. They're just kind of on the road. They're just in our way. Like, for Yankee fans, it's not a perfect comparison,
but you don't
care about the Royals. You just want to beat the team that's in your way, and the Phillies sort of became that. Like, they're just a team in the way.
Yeah, but I think the fan bases are so close because of the other sports and the crossover, so to speak. Like, I don't hate the Philadelphia Philly fan. Because I don't know the Philadelphia Philly fan.
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming it's the same as the Philadelphia Eagle fan, and if it is, you know, screw you guys. But like, I don't hate the 76er fan. In fact, I've been to 76ers games, and they're fine,
right?
To me, so I don't think it's the Philadelphia Eagle fan. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But if they are, screw you,
right?
So it's just I think it's the shared fandom is what makes you say screw you Philly, but it's not necessarily the team fandom. That's making you say that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so I know what the Eagle fan is like. I don't know what the Philadelphia Philly fan is like.
Because
I haven't had an interaction with them in a negative way.
They're very
different. You have.
Yes.
And that's different.
I just, even after taking so much heat being in Philadelphia, and we were standing next to a few Philly fans, I had no urge when Lindor hit the home run, no urge after Diaz got the save to say anything to them.
Mm.
Not because I have respect for them, but because I don't care about them.
Yeah,
like, it just didn't mean anything to me.
So you just dismissed Spike down there, huh?
I don't know who Spike is. I was standing next to three random Philly fans. I don't know who they were. I don't really care who they were. But they didn't mean anything. It was just like, we won.
I'm very excited. Should have checked their credentials, too. I think they snuck in. We are New York City. We are the best city in the world, and they are a dump. And they look up to us, and they want to be us, and they will never be us. The Knicks started it. The Mets... continued it, and the Giants will finish the job.
Yeah,
in
I was going
to
say,
weeks.
You know who's next?
We're going for the hat trick.
Yeah, that's the big one. Like, Knicks beating the Sixers, hadn't had a rivalry in a real long time. Mets and the Phillies, I mentioned it, were like two ships passing in the night. The personal one, the one that you guys need to finish, and I say you guys because it ain't my problem, is the Giants finally sticking it to the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yes.
And that's on you guys.
Well, I mean, we beat them in the regular season.
Is this Tiki?
It didn't matter. I know what you're saying. In a game that matters, and it's coming up, you know, soon, 2 weeks, right? Is it 2 weeks?
Next week, yes.
So not this weekend, next week. It's coming up, and we'll see. It's the Saquon return game.
That's right.
So it's going to be full of storylines.
Yeah.
I just hope that we're not distracted by Yankees and Mets so much that we don't talk about
Yankees
it.
Yankees are off that day, Tiki, no matter what.
I'm not even talking about them being off. I'm just talking about the aura. The Mets have been off. We didn't talk about the Giants beating the Seahawks.
By the way, you know what?
At all.
I'm curious about...
Kayvon Thibodeau broke his wrist yesterday, and we didn't talk about it until we kicked you guys out of here.
I'm curious about this. You were playing in the NFL for the New York Football Giants during...
Don't even talk about it, because I hated it.
That's what I was about to ask you. You hated the Subway World Series?
Not necessarily the Subway World Series, because it was different, but I hated the fact that anytime I'd have a good day, the Yankees were on the back page.
Yeah.
Always. Always.
Well, that's what's happening right now. I mean, the Giants are playing well. The Jets are like a circus right now. But they have a big game on Monday night, which, by the way, that Monday night game against Buffalo, which I have defined as the biggest Jet game they've played in 9 years, maybe the third biggest story of the day, because the Mets are definitely playing game two of the NLCS.
Yep.
And there's a damn good chance the Yankees are opening the ALCS.
And the Giants could be coming off another win.
And the Giants could be coming off a win.
What a moment. I am curious, though, Evan, because we did go back and pull the tape from when the Knicks did beat the Sixers. You very much wanted your pound of flesh, and it's interesting to hear you now basically dismissing that it was over Philly.
You're right.
What changed?
I'll tell you what. And if you could find the tape, Loogie, try to play this. So this is back in May, after we all as a show made the trip to Philadelphia, we saw Knicks Sixers. I was a good New Yorker, obviously. Mm-hmm. I am not a Knicks fan. Made the trip, beat them, eliminated them. And I did go on a diatribe the day after about, hey, I'm a little jealous. You know, the Knicks got to really stick it to the city of Philadelphia. I want my shot. Now, little did I know that 5 months later, the Mets would get their shot.
Yeah.
Because remember where we are in the calendar. Like, the Mets, they were playing okay at the time. I remember that day we were in Philly, they won a game against the Cubs. Lindor came off the bench. It was the one day he didn't play before the back injury, and he got the game-winning hit. I remember this weird crap, right? Mm-hmm. And so I remember begging for an opportunity to play the Philadelphia Phillies, and you're right, Sean, it was a personal thing with the city of Philadelphia. Here's exactly what I said. Take a listen. Yesterday was very sweet for the city of New York, and I have respect for that, and I understand that, and I feel very good for our city, and I feel good for Knicks fans. But it's not over. It's not. Our rivalry is not over. It's just getting started. Because when it comes to two other rivalries in this town, specifically the Philadelphia Eagles against the New York Giants, it's just beginning. There is no Giant fan who says, okay, we're even now.
Mm-hmm. Just because you won one game out of the last, what, eight?
Well, certainly that last regular season game doesn't do it, and this series doesn't do it. And I can speak for myself now when I say this. I want the Philadelphia Phillies so freaking badly in the postseason. It may not happen this year. Maybe the Mets aren't good enough. Maybe it happens next year. Maybe it happens the year after that. But we have never been given that opportunity. New York versus Philly, National League postseason. It's never happened. We've had some pennant races. Mm-hmm. We've had some regular season games. We've had some moments. And quite frankly, I haven't gotten mine yet. So when it comes to these two cities and our dislike for each other, I absolutely compliment the Knicks fan. You got an enjoyable moment, and you should cherish it. But to quote Tommy Lou Gower, it ain't over until we say it's over.
And
okay. Here's what changed, because Sean brings up a good point. Like, you were ranting in May that you wanted the Phillies. Why are they so relevant now? I think the Mets became such a story in its own right, and their own magic ride has been so much about what we've accomplished that the opponent does not matter. And I'll continue that by saying this. We are in this incredible spot where Met fans for the next 48 hours could put their feet up and debate amongst themselves Dodgers or Padres. I am going to be the first to tell you, I don't care. I don't care. Now, I can break down the baseball aspects of each team, but in terms of the personal aspect, in terms of the I need revenge for 2022, or the older Met fan, I still need revenge for 1988, it's not personal. It's business. So I don't care. And that's what the Phillies became. It became business. And I'll say this, and I know what was that?
I know who you want.
No, I don't want anybody.
You want the Padres.
Do I?
Yes.
Because of 2022?
Yes.
Nah. Nah.
You want it, just like you wanted revenge on the Phillies for whatever reason, because there was no history there, but whatever, you wanted the Phillies. Now you want revenge to finish the story on the Padres. I know your mind.
My mind.
You can tell me all you want. You don't care. And that's simply because you're happy right now.
I'm happy.
You're just jubilant. It's like there's like this euphoria going through this frontal lobe explosion that's happening. It's making you like think everything is great. Even if it was raining right now, you'd say it's a beautiful day.
It is a beautiful day.
That's just how you are because of your team winning. But I know who deep down you want. If you search the depths of your heart, you want the Padres.
Do you think there's a team I want for the following step?
Of course.
Who's that?
It's the Yankees.
You think I want the Yankees?
Absolutely. You want to control the city. You want to become the tribal chief of Manhattan.
Tiki.
You want to take the title away from Jalen Brunson, who took it from Aaron Rodgers. You want to stand on top at Francisco Lindor, peering down with his purple or green or whatever color hair he's going to have next year, even though he got rid of that shtick. But whatever. You want him to be the man. Because he is the tribal chief. It is not Sean Manaea. I don't know why you guys kept pushing that. I don't know why I didn't fight back on it for the longest time. I've always said, if somebody's going to do something, Evan, stop saying Pete Alonso's got to do this, Nimmo's got to do this, and Jeff McNeil's got to do this. It's Lindor. Lindor is going to do it. You remember by saying that?
Yeah.
It's going to be Lindor.
Yes.
It's Lindor. It's not Manaea. It's not Severino. It's not Kodai Senga. It's Francisco Lindor.
Yes.
And you're not going to stop until he's standing on the top of the Empire State Building.
Tiki, you're right about one thing that you said. And I say this on a clear-headed Thursday, right? Because the Mets have advanced.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have a game till Sunday. I don't know who the next opponent is. I don't know anything. The Mets are the first team in the LCS. And you can quote me on this. You don't have to believe me because I know you won't.
Nope.
I do not care who's next and who's next after that. All I want as a Met fan is a parade. And if that means going through the Detroit Tigers, it means going through the Detroit Tigers. If that means going through the Padres and the Guardians, it's the Padres and the Guardians. If it happens to be the Royals, it's the Royals. And if it happens to be someone else, it's someone else. It is not personal anymore. It's business. It's simply winning. We haven't tasted it. There's a generation of Met fans who've tasted nothing. And I'm sure Yankee fans feel the same way. You don't care who you face. You just want to win. You just want to beat the Royals. Beat whoever you face in the LCS. And beat whoever you face in the World Series. It doesn't matter. And I'm telling you that right now. It does not matter. I don't need to get my tokens ready. I don't need to get my revenge ready. I don't need to think about the could have been 06 World Series. No, that doesn't mean anything. Beat the team in front of you. Win a championship. We all party. That's it. Tell me when I'm wrong.
It's all right in front of you.
It's all right in front of me.
That's just your opinion, Evan. But there's a lot of us
of
out there.
Of course it's just my opinion.
It's just your opinion. There's a lot of us out there that remember 24 years ago.
Do you remember 9 years ago?
I remember 24 years ago.
Okay. All right. That's what he wants. Mm. Okay, whatever he wants, okay. That's fine. He can take what he wants.
Nice. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.